USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The likelihood of a government shutdown is on the rise. Today, the House was unable to approve a short-term funding bill led by Republicans. That bill, which encompassed substantial cuts and border provisions, faced opposition from all Democrats and 21 Republicans. House Speaker McCarthy suffered a setback reflecting the mounting pressure from the more conservative members of his party. California Democrat and government trailblazer Dianne Feinstein has passed away at the age of 90.
The oldest serving senator, Feinstein had served in the Senate for 30 years, being first elected to the position in the early 1990s. Feinstein had suffered from frail health for the last few months. California Governor Gavin Newsom will appoint someone to temporarily fill the seat until the upcoming primaries in March. I'm Corey Myers.
The United Auto Workers Union is set to strike at two additional facilities. President Sean Fain announced that due to a standstill in negotiations, employees at the GM Delta Township plant near Lansing, Michigan, and the Ford Chicago Assembly plant will be walking off the job. Fain noted that Stellantis has made considerable headway in their discussions, and he remained optimistic about reaching an agreement. Notably, no plants affiliated with the manufacturer of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles have been included in the strike action. In a significant development, Las Vegas police have arrested Dwayne Keefe D. Davis in connection with the 1996 murder of rapper Tupac Shakur.
For 27 years, the family of Tupac Shakur has been waiting for justice. We are here today to announce the arrest of 60-year-old Dwayne Keefe Davis, a.k.a. Keefe D., for the murder of Tupac Shakur.
Sheriff Kevin McMahill said Davis was arrested this morning. The arrest follows a July search of Davis's residence. Despite 27 years passing, no arrests have been made until now. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
More than 20 million people in the Northeast are currently under a flood watch. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has issued a state of emergency.
If there's a lull in the next few hours, no one should take, you know, any kind of assurances or feel secure that they can go out because they may not be able to get back.
The subway lines in New York have been closed, and a number of people had to be rescued from their vehicles. The White House is accusing House Republicans of reneging on a previously agreed-to bipartisan government funding deal.
House Republicans are refusing to live up to their end of the bargain. They have turned their back on the deal. They are on an island entirely by themselves and entirely of their own making. Their chaos and their chaos alone is now threatening to push us into a shutdown.
Shalonda Young, director of the Office of Management and Budget, reminded of the accord made between President Biden and Speaker McCarthy in May. Should lawmakers not pass a spending bill, the government is set to shut down at midnight on Saturday. Authorities announced Thursday the seizure of 13 kilos of the deadly drug fentanyl in the Bronx. Juan Gabriel Herrera Vargas was arrested after allegedly hauling about 30 pounds of the deadly drug in a rolling suitcase on the New York subway. The drugs have an estimated street value of $1.5 million. Tomorrow night in Las Vegas, Canelo Alvarez makes his ring comeback. The reigning undisputed super middleweight champion will risk his belts against Jermell Charlo. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.